Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. May the dear Lord be with you, with us, in a very special way. We understand the return of Christ is imminent. The message of the hour is going forth, and the purpose is being accomplished that all true believers are one heart and one soul with Christ and with one another, as it was at the very beginning. So we read in Acts chapter 4, verse 32, and the multitude of those that believed were one heart and one soul. Beloved, especially you brethren in the ministry, only if the preachers, if those brothers who have a ministry are one with each other, if every ministry is complementary to the other, then the body of Christ will also be one. In Ephesians chapter 4, we are told about the different ministries the Lord God has set in His church, apostles and prophets and teachers, evangelists and pastors. But now comes the purpose. For the perfection of the saints, not to collect the tithes, not to make yourself a big name or to rule over the flock. There's not only one ministry today. We only have one ministry, and that's the pastor. And the pastor is the head, and that's it. But the Bible pattern includes the other ministries. Unless we come back to that Bible pattern, we shall miss the perfection of the saints. And we shall not have parts in the ministry the church will have to have before Christ returns. Beloved, you know, I'm not a newcomer in the kingdom of God. I'm not in the message for 1 year or 10 or 20 or 30 years. For the first time, I heard the name William Branham. It was in 1949. And then, of course, as you know, I had the privilege to be together with Brother Branham for 10 years, through the 50s and through the 60s. I received every sermon he preached in the USA. So I grew under his ministry. Step by step, I could follow how he was led and the preaching and teaching. I received every teaching with all my heart because I knew from the very beginning that he is a man sent from God. And then, of course, I came to understand that he is the promised prophet who would come before the great and dreadful day of the Lord should be. But what is the purpose? The purpose is to bring us back to the beginning, to restore. And many times Brother Branham emphasized that his ministry is to bring us back to the faith of the apostolic fathers, right to the beginning. And therefore, beloved brothers and sisters, his preaching was in agreement with all our brothers preached at the very beginning. And I believe with all my heart that there is one Bible, one God, one church, one bride, one message. And if we look into Christianity, we have the many, many Christian churches, hundreds of them, but only one God, one Bible, one faith, one Lord, one baptism. Then again, we only have one message. Why are there so many divisions, so many directions, and all claim to have a special revelation, and all believe to be right, and some even exclude others if they don't agree with their special teaching and revelation that they shall not make it in the rapture. And others claim the Lord has already come. Beloved, why are there so many different directions within the message of the hour? Beloved, I repeat, it takes a divine call to the ministry. Not only the prophet promised, but also the different ministries are placed by a divine call into the body of Christ. Not storytellers, not just eyewitnesses, but as the Apostle John said, we are eyewitnesses of the word of life. We have seen, we have heard the things which God has done according to his word. Beloved, then again we have to say and emphasize what John the Apostle wrote in 1 John chapter 2, verse 21. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Very important statement. A true prophet was always a true prophet. A false prophet was always a false prophet. A true brother is always a true brother from beginning to end. A false is false from beginning to the end. And here, the apostle writes that the believers knew the truth, and then that no lie originates from the truth. And this is a very, very important statement. The first lie and deception was in the Garden of Eden. Satan personally appeared in the form of the serpent talking to Eve. And she gave ear to what he had to say. And that was it. And that was it. What God said to Adam was the truth. What Satan interpreted to Eve was a lie. And death, the sting of death, was in the first lie, in the first deception. And then, of course, as we all know, Adam was also pulled into that lie and deception, and the fall happened. So Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the truth, the way, and the life, he came to us to redeem us, to pay the price, to bruise the serpent's head, which was responsible for the first lie, to separate humanity from God. And every interpretation separates believers from God. And this we have to understand forever. The Word unites us, brings us together. The God-set ministries unite us. They build us up. They exhort us. And we become one heart and one soul. But be honest, every interpretation has separated and separated. Will you tell me that that's of God? Never. Whatever comes from God, every revelation, every ministry, everything that comes from God takes us back to God, unites us with the Lord himself and also with each other. Beloved, God has ordained it in such a way that I have to stay with the Word of God eternally. I reject every interpretation, regardless whoever brings it. I'm born of the seed of the Word of God by the power of the Holy Spirit. And therefore, I wish you, beloved brothers, to once again respect the Word of God. The message is the Word, and the Word is the message. The dear Lord bless you and be with you. We had wonderful meetings at this weekend. People were here from all over Europe. And I trust that you are partaking of the blessings the Lord has given us. And be blessed in Jesus' holy name. Amen.